This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Boxing star Manny Pacquiao says he will run for the presidency of the Philippines next year. Pacquiao leads a faction in the ruling party, and on Sunday he accepted the nomination of his political allies and railed against corruption in government and President Rodrigo Duterte's cozy relationship with China. Duterte is prohibited by the Constitution from running for a second six-year term as president. Pacquiao, once a close ally of the Philippine president, has said more than 10 billion pesos in aid intended for poor families during the global health crisis is unaccounted for. That's around 200 million U.S. dollars. A spokesman with France's government said on Sunday French President Emmanuel Macron will have a call with U.S. President Joe Biden in the next few days amid a diplomatic crisis triggered by Australia's cancellation of a submarine contract with Paris. France said on Friday it was recalling its ambassadors from Washington and Canberra over a trilateral security deal also involving Britain, which sank a multi-billion dollar order for French submarines. The scrapping of the contract struck in 2016 has caused fury in Paris, which claims not to have been consulted by its allies. The Australian government, however, says it had made clear its concerns for months. A top United States health official said on Sunday a U.S. government advisory panel's decision to limit Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots to Americans 65 and older, as well as those at high risk of severe disease, is a preliminary step and predicts broader approval for most Americans in the next few weeks. NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins telling that to Fox News Sunday. This is VOA News. U.S. fire officials said on Sunday a group of landmark giant sequoias has so far been spared by a blaze sweeping through a California national park. The fire, which was ignited by lightning earlier this month, reached the western edge of Sequoia National Park's giant forest, home to a group of ancient sequoia trees dubbed the Four Guardsmen. But park officials say protection measures included wrapping the bases of the huge trees in fire-resistant foil coverings. The blaze, one of dozens to erupt across several western U.S. states in a fire season that got off to an early start, forced the closure earlier this week of Sequoia National Park. Australia's second largest city will exit its coronavirus lockdown in late October if vaccine targets are met under an official roadmap released Sunday. About 5 million people in Melbourne have been under stay-at-home orders since August 5th, the sixth lockdown they have endured so far during the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials in Victoria State, which includes Melbourne, announced those orders would be lifted when 70% of people 16 and older are fully vaccinated. They project that target will be reached around October 26th. The announcement comes a day after several police officers were hurt and more than 200 protesters were arrested at a violent anti-lockdown demonstration in Melbourne. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's party on Sunday blamed, quote, incompetence after the opposition's first ever primaries were suspended due to what organizers said was a cyber attack. Voting in the primary elections to find a candidate to challenge the conservative longtime premier was suspended on Saturday after a system crash just 2 hours after polling started. Opposition leaders blamed Orban and the government for an attack, saying they got, quote, scared that masses of people wanted to express their opinion and vowing the, quote-unquote, historical process would resume on Monday. After years of bickering and a string of landslide losses, the diverse opposition has united to seek to push Orban from power in elections in April next year. Polls so far indicate unpredictable parliamentary election for the first time since Orban came into power in 2010. And a U.S. official says some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who crossed from Mexico into a Texas border camp were flown back to their poverty-stricken homeland Sunday by the United States in an effort to deter others from crossing into the country. Many of the migrants have lived in Latin America for years, but now are seeking asylum in the U.S. as economic opportunities in Brazil and elsewhere dry up. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.